It's Duffy's Tavern, brought to you transcribed by the National Broadcasting Company with Charlie Cantor as Finnegan, Hazel Sherman as Miss Duffy, Fats Pichon at the piano, and starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meet the Archie, the manager speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Huh? You what? Duffy, I can't believe it. After all these years, the stork? Holy cat. Was Mrs. Duffy surprised? No more than you was, huh? Well, how do you like that? And I thought you folks were spending all your time watching television. Hey, Fats.
Yeah?
Guess what? Duffy took his wife to the stork club. So you went to the stork club, huh? Tell me, did Mrs. Duffy cause much commotion with that new evening gown, the one with the bare back? Yeah, huh? An old Indian fighter jumped out of the window. He thought it was a buffalo? Stop exaggerating, Duffy. How about you? Did you go formal in a tuxedo? Oh, semi-formal. You couldn't find the pants. Well, tell me, how was the crowd at this talk? A wealthy South American spent $1,000? You wish we could get customers spend dough like that. Well, so do I, but it takes brains to make $1,000, and if a guy has enough brains to make it, he's got too much brains to spend in a dump like this. Yeah, well, I'm glad you had a nice time, and thanks for calling. Hey, Fats. Fats, imagine a guy spending $1,000 in a nightclub. Do you realize what you can buy for $1,000 today?
Sure. $300 worth of groceries.
That's all right. Boy, $1,000. Let's see. Champagne, filet mignon, caviar. It's almost $40 a bird. But probably Duffy's exaggerating. How can anybody spend $1,000 in a nightclub?
Walt Winchell says he can.
Well, what do you mean?
It says right here in this column, biggest spender of the week, South American gold mine operator, Diego Dinero. Senor Dinero has dropped over 10 G's in Broadway hotspots.
10 G's? That's $1,000, all right. What else does he say, Fats?
The Dinero millions were originally made in Uruguay when the senor struck a mother lode.
Oh, well, that's it. Must be a real crumb striking his mother when she's loaded. Well, I'm glad that type don't patronize this place, Fats. That kind of money you can have, it's evil gotten gain. Wouldn't think of touching filthy lucre like that.
Senor Dinero is stopping at the Plaza.
Hello, Plaza? Hello, Senor Dinero, please. He's taking a siesta? Oh, well, dry him off and put him on the phone. Hello, Senor Dinero? This is Don Accio, the maestro at the Mucho Famoso Casa del Duffio. Well, senor, look, why don't you come down and give us a tryout? We're in the Spanish section, you know. Los 3rd Avenue in El Bowery. Huh? Have we got a Spanish floor show? Have you got 1,000 pesetas? We got a Spanish floor show. Well, okay, we'll be looking for you tonight. Jole!
He's coming down to this Jole?
Yeah. Yep, I can see him now. Fats, austere, dignified, rich beyond avarice, you know. He walks through the door. He hands me $100 tip, and he says...
Oh,
you broke me reverie.
Oh, sorry, Arch. I'll be glad to replace it.
Oh.
What's the topic?
I was just talking about South America.
South America? Ain't that in Panama?
Thinking, how can you be so dumb, South American Panama? Happens to be in Brazil.
Oh, Brazil. You know what? I always wanted to go there and see me Uncle Willie.
Uncle Willie?
Yeah. He's got a big cattle ranch down there.
Oh, is that so? How many heads?
The cattle or Uncle Willie?
I'm talking about the cattle.
Oh, he only has one head.
How many heads is Uncle Willie?
Including the cattle?
Well, including the cattle.
Three. You know what? I always wanted to go down there in one of them banana boats.
You like South America, huh?
No, I like bananas.
Well, that's nice. Tell me, are you at all acquainted with South America?
Well, frankly, I'd like to ask one little question about it.
What?
How did it start?
Well, as I understand it, South America was founded by the early Spaniards, see, so that they could hold their revolutions in more peaceful surroundings. In fact, I think it was the first place in the New Hemisphere where the Spanish flag flew.
It flew there all the way from Spain?
The wonderful thing about South America, though, Finnegan, is its music.
Yeah.
It's real beautiful, you know. You sit there in the moonlight, listening to the natives beat their maracas.
Wait a minute. They beat their maracas?
Yeah.
Don't the dames ever slug them back?
Now, maracas is a musical instrument. It's similar to a gourd. You know what a gourd is, don't you?
Oh, of course.
What is it?
It's like a maracas.
Well, yes, I would say that's right.
Yeah, that gets beat up by the dames.
No, Finnegan, historically speaking, you see, a gourd is an instrument that was formerly used by the natives. They used it for making tom-tom signals out of smoke. Now, these signals was okay when the wind was in the right direction, but when the wind was against them, they couldn't hear the good. Hence the expression, it's an ill wind that blows no good.
Boy, Art, you sure's got a knack for explaining things. I like the way you explained about South America.
Oh, thanks.
By the way, I have one little question about it.
What?
How did it start?
It started as a nut on which a lot of little acorns grow. Now, get away from me before I throw a squirrel on you.
Say, Archie.
Oh, hello, Miss Duffy.
Listen to this. Senor De Niro, you are welcome to the Duffy Tavern. Kiss me, my loved one. Kiss me. That ought to start something.
A war with Spain. Now, you keep away from that Senor De Niro tonight.
Why?
Because I promised him a floor show, not a side show. Remember, he happens to be a South American millionaire.
So what? So what's so important about a South American millionaire? I used to go with one.
Who?
Jay Armstrong.
Jay Armstrong? The guy was a window washer.
He washed windows at the Peruvian embassy.
The Peruvian embassy's in Washington. Besides, how could a guy like that be a millionaire?
On the side, he was making loans for the RFC. And you know what he's doing now?
Yeah, he's sweating. Now, leave me be, Miss Duffy. I want to read the amusement section here. I got to find a senorita to entertain the senor.
Oh, Granada, Granada, Granada,
oh, no.
Granada.
What a Granada. Spanish mackerel. Look, Miss Duffy, you can't compete with them Spanish dames.
Why not?
Well, in the first place, they're dark and sultry and slinky.
I'm slinky.
That must be the Castilian pronunciation. Now, look ahead. You lay off this South American.
Don't you be telling me what I can do around this place.
And why not?
Look, Archie, one little word to Papa, and you once again can become a CPA.
A CPA?
A chicken plucker's assistant. And I still don't see why I can't meet the senor.
Well, hey, wait a minute. Look what it says here in the paper. New Latin American nightclub singer, a sensation in Manhattan. Josita Hernandez. Says here she's been in movies, too. That's the dame. I think I'll call her up and get her to come down here for Senor De Niro.
But how are you going to find her?
Are you kidding? Don't forget you're talking to the producer of The Man with My Face. With my motion picture contacts, I'll have her down here in 2 ticks on a lamb's tail. Hello, United Artists. This is Archie, the producer of The Man with... Hello? I must have had a bad connection.
Or United Artists must have had a good memory.
I think I'll call one of the other studios. Hello, International Studios? Let me talk to LB.
Who's LB?
Who knows? There's one in every studio. Whoa, LB? I'd like to locate an artist named Josita Hernandez. I want her to sing here in Duffy's Tavern. Huh? Suppose she has a suicide clause in her contract? Huh? Listen, LB, do you know who you're talking to? This is B.G. Well, that's better. Contact her right away. Okay. Hey, this B.G. must be an important guy. Must look him up sometime. Now, Fats, leave a South American up the joint before Senor De Niro arrives, huh?
Too bad the senor ain't from Australia. It would save us lots of trouble.
Why?
This place already has that down under look.
Now, leave us see what else we can do to South American up the joint. Now, instead of corned beef and cabbage, we're serving cucarachas under glass. Now, let me see. Fats, better change that sign in the back door there to read hombres.
Hombres?
Wait, better yet, caballos. Yeah, that ought to do it.
Sorry, but the word is caballero.
Look, sister, who are you trying to teach me Spanish?
My name is Josita Maria Elena Margarita Consuelo Hernandez.
Well, welcome to your whole family. Look at you, honey. So you're Josita Hernandez.
Yes.
Well, senorita, may I bid you adios to a poco hacienda?
Oh. Muchas gracias, señor Archie.
Ah, love that Espanol lingo. Well, Josita, plaza, la hatza, la gusta, la matza.
Plaza, la hatza, la gusta, la matza.
Listen to that. This cucaracha is as phony as I am. Look, sister, I got news for you. That language you're talking, it ain't Spanish.
That makes us even.
What do you mean?
That language you're talking, it ain't English.
What do you mean it ain't English?
You heard me. Now stop beating your gums.
Oh, cat. A Latin from Manhattan, from Brooklyn. Tell me, who taught you English? Leo DeRocher?
Nah, DeRocher talks lousy.
Well, you listen to the dame. He good cat. What has LB sent me? I dig up a senorita to entertain a South American millionaire, and what do I get? Maxie Rosenblum in high heels. Josita, just for tonight, do you think you could sort of forget that Brooklyn brogue?
Listen, bud, no cracks about Brooklyn, say?
What do you mean, no cracks about Brooklyn?
I happen to be a Dodger fan. And speaking of baseball, what's Joe DiMaggio doing over there?
I beg your pardon.
Now, Miss Hernandez, you've made a grave error. DiMaggio occasionally gets to first base. By the way, let me introduce you. Miss Duffy, this is Josita, who is charming, who is talented, who is beautiful. Josita, this is Miss Duffy, a three-time loser.
Ah, señorita, muchísimo gusto. Usted es muy graciosa, muy amable, y muy agradable.
Likewise, I'm sure. Miss Hernandez, I understand you've been in pictures.
That's right.
Can you act?
I think so.
Can you dance?
Yes.
Can you sing?
Yes.
Have you ever been investigated?
No.
What a lousy actress.
Miss Duffy, this comes with ill grace from one who has been offered the lead in the female sequel to The Thing.
Oh, yeah, well, it may interest you to know that I have exactly the same measurements as Betty Grable.
You got the same measurements as Betty Grable?
I certainly have. I read in a movie magazine what she measures around the waist, hips, chest, and legs. And I have the same measurements.
Uh-huh. But in what order? Please, scram, Miss Duffy.
What's wrong with her?
Oh, nothing serious. It's just that she's had a split personality ever since somebody told her she resembles both Abbott and Costello.
I ought.
Oh, yeah, Finnegan?
I was down to the gas wipes so that I could... Who's the little squirt?
Finnegan, ain't you ever heard of Josita, Maria, Margarita, etc., etc., etc.?
Well, I've heard of it, but I've never been there.
Say, Mr. Finnegan, you're cute.
What?
I said you're cute.
Oh, no, you don't, sister.
What's the matter?
That's the way it always starts with dames. First they tell you you're cute. Next thing you know, you're engaged. And you're married. And you're divorced.
Then what?
Then you're not cute anymore.
Sorry, Josita. You'll have to forgive Finnegan. You see, as a child, he had an unfortunate experience. They didn't leave him in the developing solution long enough.
By the way, Miss Josita, you've got a funny accent.
Well,
how come?
Well, you see, my parents live in South America, but I was born in Brooklyn.
Your parents live, and you was the... It's amazing how you all got together.
Then again.
Yeah.
Then again. Yeah. I hear them little voices calling you.
Oh, coming.
Cute little pixie. Now, look, Josita, leave us get down to business. You see, there's a rich South American guy coming down to Duffy's Tavern tonight, and while we run a nice, respectable establishment here, we'd like to clip him. So, I'm kind of counting on you to use a little S.A. on him, you know, and I don't mean South America. There's only one thing.
Oh, yeah? What?
The way you talk.
What's the matter with the way I talk?
That taxicab Castilian. Tonight, try to forget you from Brooklyn, will you, and stick to Spanish.
Okay. How's this? Vamos a batear duro que tenemos que ganar el campeonato el año que viene.
Well, that's great. By the way, what's it mean?
Get in there and fight, you bums. You gotta win next year.
Oh, no. Look, Josita, when Senor De Niro gets here, I want you to forget that you ever heard of Brooklyn.
Okay, pal, gotcha.
Huh?
I mean, si, senor.
That's better.
Mr. Archie.
Yeah?
There's a bulging wallet with a man coming in.
Well, that must be him. Well, Senor De Niro, mucho gusto, Hoppo, Zeppo, Chico, Groucho.
I do not understand what you say.
You don't understand?
No.
I hope I ain't got two Brooklyn bums on my hand. I take it that you are Diego De Niro?
Si, senor. I am Don Diego De Niro of Castilla, Aragon, and Uruguay. And you?
Me? I'm Archie, a peon. Look, senor, refresh me up. You was at the Stork Club last mañana esta noche, correct?
Si, senor.
And cuánto costo was your bill?
My bill, $1,000.
$1,000, huh? Well, I think we can meet the price. Now, what would you like to have, senor? A couple of cases of champagne or perhaps a barrel of caviar? You know, just a little something to get the bill a-rolling?
No, senor. I do not spend one single centavo.
What?
Until I see your South American floor show.
Showtime!
Well, Senor De Niro, you're in luck. The floor show is just about to begin. Maestro, a poor flavor. Dankeschön. Senors and senoritas, a funny thing she happened to me on the way to the hacienda tonight. I meet two senoritas, Polly and Molly. Polly, she don't like me. But Molly, she liked me. So, I am cold to Polly and hot to Molly. You get it, senors? Hot to Molly. You get it? Laid an egg, huh?
A whole Spanish omelet.
Well, now to please Senor De Niro, we present that foreign favorite, that famous beauty from Brazil, Carmelita La Duffy.
This is a beauty?
Well, she had a rough time going through customs. Be joined by Don Clifton Don Finnegan, better known as the Mongoose of Madrid. All right, leave us that wrong. Okay, muchachos, uno, dos, cuatro. De Niro, mi good Spanish amigo, what do you have to say about that?
Oy.
Just a second. Are you inferring that our entertainment ain't South American?
I am inferring that your entertainment ain't entertainment.
Well, you just heard the peasants. We now give you our big piece of resistance, the monster Video Margaret Truman, Josita Hernandez.
Muñequita linda, de cabello de oro, de dientes de perla, labios de rubí. Ay, dime si me quieres, como yo te adoro, si de mí te acuerdas, como yo de ti. A veces escucho un eco divino que envuelto en la brisa parece decir: ay, yo te quiero mucho, 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 tanto como entonces, siempre hasta morir.
Great, Jose.
Bravo, bravissimo, magnifico.
Archie, I would like to meet this talented senorita.
I thought that'd do it. Senor De Niro, meet up with Senorita Hernandez. A once more.
Senorita, es un gran placer. Un grandissimo placer.
Press the flesh, bud.
Easy. Senor De Niro, now that you like the show, how would you like to buy a dinner or some champagne or the tavern?
Later. Senorita, you sing beautifully. So much better than those stupid Americanos.
Stupid Americanos? How would you like a punch in the nose?
Josita, please. The champagne customer is always right. Look, senor, how about the $200 blue plate or perhaps a nice $50 hot dog?
Hot dogs? Hot dogs? Who eats hot dogs but crazy Americanos?
Now look, you big lug.
Oh, Zita, ex-night, the senator is perfectly correct, I agree. Eating hot dogs is simply abdominal.
Of course. Hot dogs are only for people who go to baseball games. Morons.
For $1,000, I suppose I gotta let them get away with it. You don't like baseball, eh, senor?
Baseball, it is stupid. And the most stupid of all are those, how you call them, those Brooklyn bombs.
That's it!
Josita, stop! Put down that pop bottle. You can't slug a South American. It's against Truman's Point Four policy.
Oh, Dios, esto es intolerable. I've been insulted. You're all phony, psycho.
But, senor, you ain't had your champagne.
Dios.
But, senor. Oh, now he's gone. Look, Josita, do you realize what you've done?
What?
You have just cost Duffy's Tavern 1,000 thalmoliums.
But he took a crack at the Dodgers.
So what?
Well, why couldn't he pick on some other team like the Giants?
Just a minute. What about the Giants?
Ah, they stink.
They stink, huh? Says who?
Says me.
What do you know about baseball? The only time you was ever in the bleachers was when you went to the hairdressers.
Ah, your brother sings soprano.
Ah, your father sombrero. Fats, quick, throw this dame out of here before I malfeas it. And Fats, when you throw her out, do one thing for me, will you?
What?
Point her towards Ebbets Field.
Listen again next week, friends, to Duffy's Tavern, transcribed by NBC. Money cannot produce one of the armed forces' most vital current needs, blood plasma. The need is great, and only you can answer it. Stay tuned for You Can't Take It With You on NBC.